Well, good morning, everybody. You ready for a good joke? Here you go. Why was the Advent calendar sad? Because its days were numbered. Amen. That's the laughter I like to hear. You know, talk about not being sad. That's our theme today. Of course, our first reading, we see the Israelites who are delighted and overjoyed and dancing for joy because the God who will ransom them has been announced. And they sing in Zion, it says, crowned with everlasting joy. And they meet with joy and gladness, sorrow and mourning flee. And then in our gospel today, we have this beautiful account of John the Baptist. Now remember, John the Baptist, even when he was a child in the womb of his mother Elizabeth, danced for joy when Our Lady, the Blessed Mother, carrying Christ in her womb, came at the visitation, second joyful mystery of the rosary, and came, and John the Baptist in his mother's womb dances and dances and dances for joy, even as a baby. And now in our gospel today, John the Baptist is delighted as he is preparing the way of the Lord and as he announces what he has heard and what he has seen, that the blind regain sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, deaf hear, dead are raised, the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And John the Baptist, this joy permeates his life because of his closeness to Jesus and Mary. And, you know, over here we have Mount Tepeyac because Our Lady of Guadalupe is tomorrow, a celebration. And we remember the beautiful story, how on December 9th, 1531, a humble farmer by the name of Juan Diego was going to daily mass. And along the way, Our Lady, pregnant with Jesus, appears to him and says, I want a shrine here so that everyone can come to God. And the Aztec people, within 15 years, just about the entire country of Mexico was baptized and became Catholic. And you know, they danced for joy. There's the famous Aztec dance that is a part of so many of the celebrations of Our Lady of Guadalupe, because the people danced for joy, right? Because do you know what it was like? The Aztec religion with their gods, one out of every five children was sacrificed as a part of that religion, and the sacrifices offered to the pagan gods. All sorts of things that we look at like, what? What? And all of the sudden, Jesus and Mary come to the scene with an announcement of all that is good, beautiful, and true. And they dance. And that's what we have to do too. It's not a self-generated joy. It's like you have to be more joyful. It's we have joy from Jesus and Mary. And our closeness with them engenders a joy deep in the bones of our soul. In every part, there's a joy. And I got to thinking though, how come it's so hard for so many of us to be joyful? Even though we have Jesus, do you realize that the Jesus in this tabernacle is the same Jesus who made the deaf to hear and the blind to see and the lame to walk, the lepers to be cleansed, the deaf to hear, the dead raised, and the poor with news of good tidings and salvation? The same Jesus that worked every miracle in the gospel is in this tabernacle and in all the other tabernacles of the world. And it is in that monstrance in our adoration chapel that we adore and praise Jesus truly present right there. It's the same Jesus. And that we receive that same Jesus at Holy Mass into our bodies and souls. We receive his body, blood, soul, and divinity. Joy! Joy! Like, how could you not have joy for that? And it's beautiful. Like, and why is it that it's so hard? I think it's because of this. People don't know how to deal with their disappointments in life with an eternal perspective. I think that's why people don't have joy. And that's why a bunch of people, even us Christians, sometimes walk around like a bunch of Eeyores. Is because we don't know how to face our disappointments with an eternal perspective. And this is what I mean. Here's an example. My dear patron saint, St. Philip Neri, he lived in the 16th century in Rome. He was the apostle of Rome. And Rome had been sacked. It was in physical and spiritual ruins in the 1500s when my patron saint, St. Philip Neri, lived. And the Protestant Reformation was going on. It was bleak. And it was all the church people were like, what is happening? And they walked around depressed with their heads down. And you know what Philip Neri did? He would walk around singing. He would sing this song, I Prefer Heaven. And in the face of all that was broken and wrong, he was joyful because he had a closeness with Jesus and Mary that John the Baptist had, that our Saint Juan Diego and all the Aztec people began to have. And he faced all of the brokenness and disintegration of society and all that was wrong with joy. And he would go around singing, I prefer heaven. They thought he was a kook, but he was in love with Jesus and Mary. And no matter what happened, he faced it with joy because of his closeness with Jesus and Mary. I prefer heaven. He was not thinking about the things of this world. His happiness did not depend upon a good grade, a good game, or a great promotion, or health feeling good. Like, in fact, he felt bad a lot of times physically, but his joy was not dependent on those things that come and go, here today, gone tomorrow. His joy was in eternal things, in Jesus and Mary and heaven. And I think if only we had an eternal perspective, we too would be kooks. We would walk around this world in this broken, everything is crazy in our society, we know that. But we walk around glowing because of our closeness with Jesus and Mary. That's where our joy comes from. And the worst things can happen in our lives, but we sing, I prefer heaven to it all. And God is so good. God is so good. How do we deserve such a God? We don't. It's all His mercy. So maybe the thing for us to do, take a little moment in prayer. Reflect on our disappointments in life, but look at them with an eternal perspective. And in the face of all of them, realize that they don't really matter, because there's eternal life. And there's heaven, and there's Jesus, and there's Mary. Joy, joy, joy. Praise the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.